I'm really grateful to have this amendment. I hope that it is adopted because it's a step in the right direction, not fully where we need to go. But we have to understand that we can't have certain provisions in certain pieces of healthcare, certain aspects of healthcare, and then completely ignore other aspects of healthcare. Because I wouldn't want one out of a million, one out of 100,000, one out of anything to ever occur, but the fact remains that it does occur. Mistakes do happen, and something that I think everyone on all sides of this issue are concerned about the well-being of that woman. And I wouldn't necessarily say the mother, because the sponsor refers to the individual being a mother, and she may not be a mother. She may not have any existing children at all. And at this point, after the first dosage, the pregnancy has been completely terminated. And I think what we're trying to figure out is what the importance is and what the condition is of the woman between the first dosage and the second dosage. And that's what I'm concerned about, because anyone who has any kind of surgery, there's a certain time period where you need to recover. And, I'm a little bit nervous before this amendment, what condition is that female under? I mean, what kind of pain is she feeling? Is she able to walk? I don't know this. I've never had an abortion, so I don't know. But I'm really sensitive to it, and it doesn't have to even be this kind of procedure, but anyone who undergoes a procedure that is so serious and causes pain and you need time to recover, I want to make sure that individual, who, even if it's a man and he's going through something, I want to make sure that he or she is able to recover and not be in a situation where they are vulnerable, or they can get sicker and have to stay in a hospital for a longer period of time.